Koyes Hanor, the ground of the river itself. Shematziyam by Kesed Azov, they take out of there the gold and silver. Kain Pirush Ben Hanano. V'yesh Mepharshim Madogim. Some say it means the bed of the ground of the water there, that fish are there. Kids, I sold you two parts. I'm selling you like the bank of the river, the side of the river where there's a sandy ground. And I also meant to sell you part of the river itself. The guy's a rich guy, the guy owned the river. The guy owned the river and he owned the side of the river also. So I want to sell you now some property under the water itself and some on the side of the bank. So therefore the locher is, Hechzik Bechusas. Let's say now you're the same person. Goes to make a chazaka on the side property, the sandy property, Lekona Metzula. In that chazaka, it's not included the ground underneath the river. They exist like two different grounds that have two different purposes. One is to store like the water where you get out the gold, the silver, the fish, and one is just time to have for the sand. Hechzik Bechusas. You make a chazak in the ground under the water itself. Lekona chusas, you're not carrying the side. They're like considered like two separate parts that you have to make two separate chazakas. For the Gemara, ain't it's not that way. We know I've all my Shmuel. Shmuel says Shmuel Shitr is mo chalo yester sodois piester medinois. If Reuven, it's rich Reuven, owns 10 different fields in 10 different cities, and he sells all 10 of them to one person, to Shimon. So kivon shechzik biyachas mihen. As soon as Shimon makes a chazok in L.A. in one property, he doesn't. It's kind of kulam. He's automatically kind of all over in the United States. He doesn't have to go to every state to make a chazok there. As long as he made a chazok in one place in one field, that chazok helps for all 10 fields. So and that's Shmuel. So according to Stephen Shmuel, how come here Shmuel says like you make a chazok on the mitzula, you're not kind of the chusis? So Mar says yes, there's a big difference. I'll tell you. Over there, the raw land. You do the same thing with the land. So land is all called attached. Like since everything is land, like ground, is all throughout the whole world, it's attached. So therefore, even though there's 10 different lands are spread out over the whole United States, so what? Lemaise, it's all land, sadna di ar yachadu. Therefore, chazok in one field helps for them all. And also, the kula chatash mishtu. It's all being used for one purpose. It's all land that you, whatever you do, you plow, you use it. Avlocha, but over here, Haitash Mishtel Chud, Vaitash Mishtel Chud. Here, each one has a special purpose for it. One is just sandy, and one is that you have the bed of water there that you use to get out the gold, the silver, and to get out the fish. But since it has two different purposes, therefore it's considered like two different chazokas, two different karkois, and you have to make a chazok in both of them. Chazok in one does not help with the other one. Vika the Yarmi, something like this. Omar Rava, that Rava said, Omar Rav Nachman, Hechzik v'chusis, kona metzula. No, the gist is the opposite. If you make a chazok on the chus on the sandy property, you are kona the property under the water. The more if so, pshita, what are you telling me? So Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, that mochaloy esa sodis, if you sell somebody 10 fields, and you make a chazok on one of them, you kona all 10. So pshita here also, make a chazok on one house for the other. The verse says no. Now the time I would have thought to say that Hosamu the Sadna the Ayachadu. Over there were 10 different fields, but they all have the same purpose. Therefore, if you make a chazak on one, it helps for all 10 of them. Avalhocha, but over here, Haitash Mishta Lachud, Vahaitash Mishta Lachud. Over there, each property has its own usage. One is just plain sand, and the other one is a usage of good material there. You make something out of it, you get gold, serious gold you get out of it, or fish there. So since the use of the lands for two different purposes, maybe a chazok on one does not help for the other one. That's the kamashmalon, yes. And the chazok of one still helps for the other. That's going to the second lashon, the maestri paskin, like the second lashon. And the chazok here still helps. But another mishnah says, Hamoicher beis habad, if somebody sells the beis habad at the olive press, the Rambam says, beis habad, boy, v'yoysa bayis, so mocher es hayam. He also sells the yam also. As the Rosh Bamas explained, what is the yam? Doesn't mean the ocean here. Remember, forest, I know bad atzmoy. That's the press itself. And not only, but you meant to sell is the room of the press. So here's not only the room of the press, but you also mean to sell the olive press also. First, we also. Yeah. So therefore, mocher es hayam, v'yasamamo, v'yasamsulay. So these are all parts of the Yamamul Absulus and Mora Forish Kruin. These things are more Kruva, they're also parts of the press. They're also included in the sale. Avuloi Mocher es Ivrim. But you do not mean to sell the Ivrim, the Esagalga, the Esakura. These things are things that are immovable. They're not called part of the house, like you do not mean to sell it. You said, I'm selling you the Beis Abad. The Beis Abad means the house, the things that are stationary there. The things that you move around is not included. The Ram says, Ivrim, Begago, Bekuro, Metalton, and Umura Forish Kulu. The Mor explains exactly what these things are. The boards, the wheel, these things are movable. Therefore, they're not called part of the Beis Abad. It's not included in the sale. All right, pen over. Yeah, now again, now the Mishnah says though, "Uvizman shomaloi hu v'chomashe b'teichai." When he says, "Listen, I'm selling you the Beis Abad and everything inside it," then avad the svari is harei kulan mechurin. All of it is considered part of the sale. Rabbi Lezer, why Rabbi Lezer says, "Hamoicha Beis Abad." If you sell, you should know the house of the olive press. So then, mocheres akira, the beams, that's for sure included in the sale. Because he holds like the ikar of an olive press is this beam that presses down on the olives. So even though it's something that's metaltal, still it's included in the sale. Now the Gemara explains the Mishnah that when it says again, the Mishnah says, Amircha beis abad mochares hayam, what does the yam mean? So Gemara says, yam, that's tufcha. Tufcha, Rashbam says, he arevas like a basin that you collect the juice of the olive, that you collect the oil inside it. That's the yam. Mammal, what's the mammal? Omer Rababa ba mammal, mefarchoso. That's the mefarchoso. That's a crusher. That's something used like a stone to crush down on the olives. That's also included in the sale. Besulais, what does it mean, the besulais? Omer Rab Yechanon, kolunsois, sheleris. These are like poles of cedar. Shemamidin behenesakara. That these poles are the ones that hold up these like posts that hold up the beam that presses down on the olives. Avirin, that's a kivshi. Avirin, that's all type of planks that you use also for crushing down on the olives. Galgal, that's chumrito. That's the wheel like you use to, the Rashbam says, to hire or else to lower the kura. To lower the beam, use this galgal. So all these things are included in the sale of the Beis Abad. Kaira, that's Kaira. Kaira, that means the beam itself that you use to press down on the olives. Torah Rabbanu, learn like this. Ha-moicha Beis Abad, if somebody sells the olive press, the house, mochares nesorim, he for sure also means to sell the planks there. V'yes ha-yikovim, and also the yikovim, that's the tanks, like where he stores the olives. V'yes ha-mafrachos, that's the crushers, the Yeser Rechayim, and that's the millstones, HaTachtonis, the bottom ones. Avoloi Hel Yoina, not the top ones. The top part of the millstone, that it does not include. Obizman Shomla, but the time when he says, Hu, V'choma, Shebetoichoi, I'll sell you the Beis Abad and everything inside it, HaReikulu Mechurim, they're all included. But Benkach, or Benkach, even though he says, Koma, Shebetoichoi, Loi Mocho, Loi Yeso Avirim, he does not mean to sell not the Yavirim, V'loya Sasakin, V'loya Samatsufim. These things are still not included. Now, Havirim, that's like the things used to stir up the olives with, V'loya Sasakin, not the sacks, V'loya Samatsufim, that's also a type of leather bags. These things are not included. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer says again at the end of the Mishnah, that Ha-Moicha Beis Abad Mochares HaKura. You also mean to include the Kura. Why? The beam, Shela Nikra Beis Abad, Elo Al Shum Kaira. He holds the main part of the Beis Abad of the olive press is this big beam, the beam you use like to put on top of the olives to press it down. So that for sure is included in the sale. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, the Samach Zainam Abeis. Yeah, the second mission. The mission is like this. Ha-moicheres ha-merchet. Somebody sells you a merchet, a bathhouse. So, min-astam is loy-moicheres ha-nesorim. He does not mean to sell the planks, the pieces of wood that you have on the floor that people stand on when they go in the bath. or else v'yes ha'svolim, you did not mean to include the benches, v'yes ha'blanoyis, the blanoyis, somehow the v'loinoyis, those are the things that hang in the Beis HaMerchus. Those things are not included in the sale. But v'zman shom aloi hi, v'chol ma'ashe b'toichoi, if you speak out clearly, I'm selling you the merchat with everything inside it, then the locker is harei kula mechurin. Then everything is included in the sale. Harei kula mechurin. But benkach u benkach, in both cases, even if you say you're selling everything, still loy mocha loyas ha-megura shomayim, you do not mean to sell the meguras of water. That's mistam, the storage of water that he has to use for the Beis HaMerchatz, that's not included in the sale. That's not called part of the Beis HaMerchatz. Rashi says, Brecha, Rashbam, Brecha smayim sheshoivchoi smayim lemerchatz. That's the pools of water that you pull, you spill into the Beis HaMerchatz. That's not included.
Yeah.
V'loyes oitzroi shalaitzim. And also it's not included, not the woodhouse. The place where you store the wood, that's also not included in the sale. That's not called part of the Beis HaMerchatz itself. That's like the fuel, it's just the wood you bring in, but it's not the wood in the Beis HaMerchatz now. You have a side house that you store the wood in. So the storage for the wood, that's not included in the sale. That's the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbah, look like this. That HaMoicher es HaMerchatz, if somebody sells the Merchatz, so locher is Mocher es Beis HaNesorim, you also sell the Beis HaNesorim. That's the special room where you store the planks, where you store the boards itself. Rashbam says, Bayis, Shemachnisim boy HaNesorim, Liyachar Rechitzah. Like after people use the bathhouse, they stood on these boards, they put the boards away. So you also mean to include in the sale that closet that you store the boards in. Is Mocher es Beis HaNesorim. V'yes Beis HaYikimim. You also sell in the Beis HaYikimim. So Rashbam says, Seth Yisbeforshin Chedesh Shematniyin Boi Hagigis Shemashimu Boi Mayim. Some say that's the storage where you store the barrels of water. The barrels. Lo'ini Hiri, the Rashbam doesn't like that. Tehainu Nami Beis HaYoris. They're talking about the Sefta. So some learn here, that means Suder Shematvim Ben Roshin. Like a towel that you wrap around your head. Mifnei Chayim HaMerchas. It's so hot in the Merchas, the Shvitz, you put a towel around your face. These are all like closets inside the Beis HaMerchatz. So these things are also included in the cell of the Beis HaMerchatz. V'yes Beis HaSvolim, the storage, the closet, where you store the HaSvolim, the stools, the chairs. V'yes Beis HaVilois, and the closet that you store there, the Vilois, the hangings, the curtains you hang in the Beis HaMerchatz, all this is included. But here that said the price is mashmo avoloyes nesor matzmon. But you do not mean to sell the planks itself. It's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says almeches amerchatz. No, forget. It's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says almeches amerchatz says loy machres anesorim. It's minastam you do not sell the nesorim. Forget. It's like the Mishnah. Now it's true. The Mishnah says you do not sell the planks itself. But the price is adding the base ha nesorim, the closet where you store it. That is included in the sale. Just the Nesorim is not. For lo yikim and atzmon. And not the yikimim, not the towels, yikimim again was the... where you store there the towels. But not the towels themselves. That's not included. For lo yisvolim atzmon. And not the stools themselves is also not included. Thomas Shaka Mishnah. For lo yis atzmon. And not the hangings, the curtains, those are not included in the sale. But uvisman shom alohi v'chol ma'ashe b'toicho. But if you speak out clearly when I'm selling you this Beis HaMerchatz, I say clearly I'm